The international cross-country ski race, known as the Buckwheat Ski Classic, is typically held each year at Log Cabin in Canada's British Columbia, almost halfway in between Skagway and Whitehorse. It's been put on hold since 2020 due to the pandemic, but it is back this year for the 35th official running on March 12th. The race started in 1987 as a way for Skagway's former tourism director, Buckwheat Donahue, to throw an end to the season winter party. I talked with one of the race organizers, Corey Thole, for a breakdown of what to expect from this year's event. So this year's Buckwheat Ski Classic is going back to the old school format at Log Cabin. Can you tell us a little bit about what to expect from this year's race?
Sure. So there'll be a semblance of years past and that we are going to have the race up at Log Cabin. We're going up to work on trails this weekend, and there's been our team of volunteers on the Canadian side that have been working on the 2K, the 5K, the Blonde, and the Borman loop. So there's some work that has already been done up there. If you're coming from the Skagway side of the border, you'll need to make sure that you are registered with ArriveCan. In order to cross the border, you'll also have to have a negative COVID test or proof that you have successfully overcome the disease with proof of a positive test. Vaccination is required, and that it'll be checked at Log Cabin.
Is there going to be outdoor grilling and the ice castles and things like that set up this year?
Yeah, so that is the plan. It's going to be a bit of a scramble for us to pull it all together, but we are looking to be able to cook burgers and hot dogs and veggie burgers at the aid station. The theme for this year's race is Toga, Toga, Toga. The roots of that were kind of in the spirit of Greek characters, right? About Delta and Omicron are Greek characters. But then there's also a lot of Greek characters in, say, the classic movie Animal House. So it kind of leaves the door wide open for costumes and that sort of thing. There is going to be a Best Costume Award, and that prize is a free night at the Upper Lake Cabin with a one-way Temsco ride. And one thing that'll be different is that there will not be a banquet at the end of it. However, the Bruco has scheduled some music for that evening.
Outstanding. Will there be a Skagway version, as in last year's Buckwheat COVID Classic?
That was the original plan, but with the recent given weather and some challenges with enough personnel to really get that ready, we weren't going to be able to pull that off. We're just concentrating all of our efforts for the 12th.
All right, Corey Thole, Vice President of the Log Cabin Ski Society, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. Toga, toga, toga. Alpha, beta, delta, omicron. Go Buckwheat.
Yeah, go Buckwheat. That was a conversation with Corey Thole from the Log Cabin Ski Society about this year's Buckwheat Ski Classic. Registration is open now, and the cost is $25 per person, regardless of age or category. Race packets can be picked up on race day, which is March 12th, between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. at Log Cabin, just north of the Fraser, B.C. border crossing. The races will be self-start, and they will run between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. The course will close at 2 o'clock Alaska time, and the registration deadline is 9 p.m. on March 10th. More information can be found at buckwheatskiclassic.com.